The Screen Actors Guild will be voting on a possible strike in a few weeks, and that concerns Hollywood. Last year's writer's strike cost the local economy in Los Angeles hundreds of millions of dollars. And during that strike, Day-to-Day checked in a couple of times with Corey Lavelle. She's back with us on the telephone. Hi, Ms. Lavelle.
Hi, Noah.
The name of your company is?
Sandy Rose Floral. We're a floral prop house exclusively to the studio industry.
So if you are a show like, for example,
Desperate Housewives, Heroes, Days of Our Lives, we've done four Christmases, the film, Benjamin Button, and Soul Men, just to name a few.
So some days it could be a lot of flowers going out.
Some days, but not in this past year.
How has the past year been?
Well, initially with the writer's strike about a year ago at the same time, the industry almost came to a standstill. And all of us independent vendors to the studios really believed that once that strike was over, there'd be a huge surge in production. And that's never really happened. We've never really recovered completely in this past year.
I know that you had to lay people off during the previous strike. Were you able to bring them back on the job?
No, I haven't. They've taken jobs elsewhere.
They're gone. Good people, too, probably.
Very good people. People I had working for me 8 to 10 years.
Now, earlier you told us, you were talking about the way your business was running, and you said even if your doors were closed, you were at $25,000. Was it a week?
Yes.
And I assume you've had to bring that way down.
I have. I no longer drive a car. I drive a shop van. I've been driving that for a year after I turned my car in. In lots of different ways. We've cut everything we can think of to the absolute bone, and as a matter of fact, we're having a liquidation sale this weekend.
Liquidating what? What are you going to sell?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of prop houses are in the same position I am, and we are selling off assets we've acquired throughout the years that the studios use to produce their films and television shows.
What are you going to have to take that you really don't want to leave your shop?
Well, I have things, everything from candles to furniture to chandeliers, and other prop houses have things ranging from clothing to coffins.
Coffins?
Yes.
Right.
prop house coffins. I know one of the prop houses sold some Star Wars pieces. We're all in dire straits, and these are the things we've been pushed to have to do.
So if you got a production jacket from some show or movie.
Exactly. That may be there.
That's kind of sad.
It is sad.
Hey, what do you think is going to happen in 2009?
You know, I used to try to predict throughout 2008 what I thought was going to happen, but right now the way negotiations for SAG and the AMPTP are going in particular, they're at a stalemate. And until that is resolved, I can't even begin to predict what's going to happen. We need production to come back.
In the meantime, you're just going to lay low.
Meantime, I'm just going to lay low, hope for each job that comes in every week to cover my overhead, which has happened, luckily, throughout the last year. But I'm not making any profit at this point. I'm just surviving.
Corey Lavelle, she owns Sandy Rose Floral in North Hollywood. Flowers to the industry. Here in Los Angeles. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Alex Cohen.